Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 17, 2025, through Friday, November 21st, 2025. Monday, November 17, 2025. Former financial director for a multinational consulting company indicted for misappropriating more than $8.2 million. Jordan Kamar was charged by federal indictment with wire fraud and money laundering for his role in a decade-long scheme to defraud a multinational media, brand management, and consulting company and allegedly stealing over $5.2 million. As alleged in the indictment, Kamar was hired as a financial consultant in 2006 by a multinational media, brand management, and consulting company, Company One. He eventually became the company's financial director with access to and control over a wide range of its financial accounts and systems, including those tied to banking, accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll functions. Between January 2015 and May 2025, Kamar abused that access and control to engage in a scheme to defraud Company One out of millions of dollars. Kamar allegedly initiated over 300 fraudulent wire transactions, sending himself more than $8.2 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. Los Angeles Fashion District wholesaler and executives sentenced for money laundering and avoiding customs duties taxes. Cetois Jeans Inc., CTJ, a wholesale clothing importer located in the Fashion District of downtown Los Angeles, and two of its executives have been sentenced for avoiding the payment of more than $8 million in customs duties on imported clothing and for running a scheme in which the company laundered money and failed to report on tax returns more than $17 million derived from cash transactions. At the conclusion of a six-week trial, CTJ and Cy O. Ru were found guilty by a jury in October 2024 of two conspiracies and multiple counts of failure to file reports of currency transactions over $10,000 in trade or business. All three defendants were found guilty of three counts of entry of falsely classified goods, three counts of entry of goods by means of false statements, three counts of passing false and fraudulent papers through a custom house, and two counts of international promotional money laundering. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, November 19, 2025. Kansas City woman sentenced to 11 years for COVID-19 fraud and identity theft. Brianna Adams was sentenced for her leadership role in two cases that resulted in more than $500,000 in fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, being issued under the Corona Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act, and more than $3 million in stolen Treasury checks. Adams was sentenced based on her guilty pleas to wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of government funds relating to a counterfeit check scheme and stolen United States Treasury checks. The defendant also pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering relating to a scheme to fraudulently obtain Paycheck Protection Plan, PPP loans, guaranteed by the SBA and under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act. According to court documents, Adams rented a townhome in Raymore, Missouri, using the name and personal identification information of another person. On July 27, 2024, Adams opened an individual investment account from the Raymore residence. 2024, Adams deposited a treasury check worth $445,443.69 in her name to the investment account. Fraud investigators with the investment account company determined the $1,445,443.69 treasury check was fraudulent and reversed the deposit before suffering a financial loss. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, November 20th, 2025. Beverly Hills man arrested, Brentwood man charged in separate criminal cases linked to fraud and public homelessness funds. Cody Holmes was arrested on a federal criminal complaint charging him with mail fraud. According to an affidavit filed with the complaint, in October 2022, the California Department of Housing and Community Development, a state agency, paid approximately $25.9 million in grant money for a state homelessness project called HomeKey, a Shangri-La Industries LLC, downtown Los Angeles-based developer of affordable housing. The grant funds were sent with the provision that the money had to be used to purchase, construct, and operate homeless housing in Thousand Oaks. Holmes, as Shangri-La's CFO, knowingly submitted fake bank records to HCD that purportedly showed approximately $160 million supposedly controlled by Shangri-La and its affiliates to prove that Shangri-La had the capacity to fulfill the homeless housing projects for which it had co-applied for grants from HCD, including the Thousand Oaks project. In fact, the bank accounts Shangri-La and Holmes said contained the funds did not exist. Stephen Taylor, 44, of Brentwood, is charged with 7 counts of bank fraud, 1 count of aggravated identity theft, and 1 count of money laundering. All defendants in this case are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, November 21st, 2025. Ukrainian national extradited from Ireland in connection with Conti ransomware. Oleksiy Oleksiyovich Litvinenko of Ireland was indicted for conspiracy to deploy Conti, a ransomware variant that infected victim computers and networks, encrypting their data. According to court documents from in or around 2020 and continuing until about June 2022, Litvinenko conspired with others to deploy Conti ransomware to extort victims and steal their data. Court filings allege the conspirators hacked into victims' computer networks, encrypted their data, and demanded a ransom to restore the victims' access to their files and avoid public disclosure of the hacked information. The conspirators allegedly extorted more than $500 million in cryptocurrency from 2 victims in the Middle District of Tennessee and published stolen information from a 3rd victim in the district. Conti was used to attack more than 1,000 victims worldwide, including victims in the Middle District of Tennessee, approximately 47 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and approximately 31 foreign countries. The FBI estimates that, as of January 2022, Conti ransomware attacks resulted in at least $150 million in ransom payments. The defendant in this case is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.